Welcome to SVI Summer Activities List. A warm welcome to SVI's activities, which you'll hear about in the next 10 minutes, coming up for June and indeed running through to July. And it is a warm welcome as far as the weather's concerned, because it does look as if it'll be perking up towards the end of this week and over the bank holiday, by which time we hope you'll have received this activities list. First then, we'll hear a brief list of contents of the 18 or 19 tracks contained in this audio. After that, Trevor will be along to tell you about all the activities coming up, which you can enjoy over the next month or two.
A brief list of contents for our June and July activities. Track 1. Contents for this audio version. Track 2. Active 60 trip to Evesham Valley. Track 3. Wander in nature walks. Track 4. Tea and toast guests. Track 5. Men's group. Track 6. SVI rocks. Track 7. Dartmouth Park walks. Track 8, Active 60 Breakfast Brunch. Track 9, Active 60 Styleport Trip. Track 10, Women's Coffee Afternoon. Track 11, SVI Open Meeting in West Bromwich. Track 12, Unlocking Potential. Track 13, Active 60 Summer Afternoon Tea. Track 14, Supported Gym Sessions. Track 15, Line Dancing. Track 16, Aquafit. Track 17, Showdown. Track 18, Bookings and Payment. Track 19, SVI, Contact Details.
Hello, this is Trevor. Dear SVI members and friends, how quickly this year has gone. It's summer already and we've been rushing in to get some activities for you to choose before the schools break up. Active 60 trip to the Valley, Evesham, Thursday the 28th of May. Join us for some fresh country air and a day out at the Valley, Evesham, with cafes, outdoor activities, a garden centre and shops. There's something for everyone. There's even a little train that will take you round that country park if you don't fancy a walk. We will meet at West Bromwich bus station at 9:45 a.m. for a 10 a.m. prompt departure. Cost of travel per person is £15. There is no entrance fee for the Valley, however there is a charge for the train and some other activities. There are still a few places left, so contact us to book and pay in advance. Wonder in Nature. Nature Connection Activities. Our next session is at Westmethic Park, Monday, the 1st of June from 1:30 p.m. Sessions are once a month until October. Sophie from Wonder in Nature will guide you in gentle, mindful walks. These sessions will offer a chance to slow down and connect more deeply with nature and each other. Refreshments will be able to buy from the Westmethic Park Pavilion Cafe. Over the course of the project, we also plan to capture an audio story of the Nature Connection experiences and create a nature-inspired art piece as a group. Please contact SVI to sign up for the walks. Tea and toast, the first Wednesday of the month, 10:30 a.m. to 12 noon. Come along for tea, toast, and a chat with SVI friends. In June and July, we are pleased to welcome the following guest speakers. On Wednesday the 3rd of June, we have Arfan from the Let's Talk service at Black Country Healthcare NHS Foundation Trust. Let's Talk supports anyone who is feeling isolated or lonely in the Black Country. Arfan will talk to us about their services and about the volunteering opportunities available. On Wednesday the 1st of July, our speaker is PJ from the Sight Loss Council, Thomas Pocklington Trust. They want to hear about the access issues that are important to you as blind and visually impaired people, including environment, health services, transport and so on. Let's talk about IT. Monday the 8th of June, 12:30 to 2:30 p.m. in the SVI office. Come along to join us for an informal session where we'll chat about all things IT. Whether you're a tech whiz or just getting started, everyone's welcome. Barry Lane, IT whiz from Beacon, will be with us for the next few sessions to share his knowledge. Contact the SVI office to book your place. Men's group, Wednesday the 17th of June, 10:30 a.m. till midday at the SVI office. Join the men for a social get-together, a chance to chat and set the world to rights. With tabletop accessible games like dominoes, if you want to have a go, we want more men to join our men's groups and we welcome ideas of what we could do in the future and where we could go. SVI rocks next session on Wednesday the 10th of June, 10 a.m. to 12 noon. John Rodrigo and Sarah Ann for our popular SVI rock sessions in the SVI common room. Sing or bring along an instrument and make some noise with us. Boost your musical skills and confidence. SVI rock sessions will be on 24th of June and the 8th of July, leading up to a performance at SVI's open meeting on Monday the 13th of July. Contact us to book your place. Dartmouth Park Walks Are Back, starting on Thursday the 11th of June. Summer's definitely here when the SVI Park Walks come back, and from the second Thursday in June, walks will take place each week. Meet us by the Dartmouth Park War Memorial, from where we will take a leisurely walk around the park and Sandwell Valley, stopping off for refreshments. Please tell us if you're coming so we can make sure we have enough sighted guides. Active 60 Breakfast Brunch at the Interceptor, Monday the 15th of June, 10:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. Back due to popular demand, we're having another breakfast brunch get together at the Interceptor, New Square, West Bromwich. Join us to enjoy a full English, a tasty snack, or even an early lunch. Please let us know that you're coming and we can reserve the table. You can just order and pay on the day. Socialise trip to Stourport-on-Severn with a boat trip, Monday the 29th of June. Bring your family and friends to enjoy a good old-fashioned day out, including a trip on the River King. We will meet at West Bromwich bus station at 9:30 for a 9:45 a.m. departure for Stourport, arriving at about 11 a.m. We will take a short riverboat cruise, returning for free time for lunch at a cafe or pub. Or why not have fish and chips sitting by the river or even a picnic. The cost will be £22 per person. This includes coach travel and a 1-hour boat trip with tea and coffee. We expect to be back in West Bromwich by about 5:30 p.m. Booking and payment in advance is required. SVI Women's Group Coffee and Cake Afternoon, Wednesday the 8th of July, 1:30 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. in the SVI Common Room. Enjoy tasty sweet treats while chatting about anything and everything important to women. From the serious stuff to the social, tell us what you would like to do over the next few months. It's your group. So do please join and share your views on topics such as should men be allowed to come into some women's groups events. SVI Summer Open Meeting, Monday the 13th of July, 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. West Bromwich Town Hall Council Chamber. For our summer open meeting, we welcome you all to the Town Hall, where you'll be entertained by your very own SVI Rocks Choir. We'll give you an update on the latest SVI funding situation and our actions as a result of our unlocking potential discussions. Hope to have a council representative at this meeting to answer your questions about our funding. Refreshments will be available, travel expenses will be met, and we'll have a raffle to help with SVI funds. Unlocking potential, getting more involved. We will have more workshops and training sessions coming up over the next 6 weeks. We will send these out to you in separate letter when we have confirmed all the dates. Active 60 Summer Afternoon Tea, Monday the 20th of July, 1:30 p.m. Hales Owen Golf Club, The Lisos, Hales Owen, B628QF. Join us to indulge in a traditional afternoon tea in the idyllic countryside surroundings of Hales Owen Golf Club, with sandwiches, quiche, sausage rolls, scones and cakes. There's something for everyone. Posh frocks and smart suits optional. Costs will be £20 per person plus travel. Call us to book your place now for this bit of summery indulgence. Supported gym sessions. Every Tuesday, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. Portway Lifeway Centre. Break a sweat and boost your energy with fellow SVI members. From treadmills and bikes to weights. There's something for everyone. And plenty of support to help you along the way. It's fun, social way to stay fit and active all year round, rain or shine. Line dancing, every Tuesday, 1 p.m. to 2:30 p.m, Dartmouth Central Club. Put on your dancing shoes and join Ray and Jean for a lively line dancing session full of fun and feel good moves. Whether you're looking to stay active, improve your balance, or simply meet new people. This is the perfect chance. Absolute beginners are welcome. Just come along and enjoy. We'd love to see you on the dance floor. Aquafit every Wednesday lunchtime between 1 to 2pm Portway Lifestyle Centre. Get summer body ready. Aquafit has restarted and there is still plenty of time to sign up, so come and give it a try. This gentle toning activity in the water is suitable for everyone. With expert instructors, Alison or Karen, contact SVI if you are interested. Showdown every Tuesday afternoon at 2pm and Thursday morning 10am to 12 noon, Portway Lifestyle Centre. Following the success of our team's first competition experience, we are holding more showdown sessions. Come and join us for this fast-moving, interactive sport similar to table tennis and air hockey, designed for blind and visually impaired people, but anyone can play. Contact the SVI office for more information. Bookings and payments. All activities must be booked in advance. Spaces fill up fast. Call 0121 525 4810 or email info@sandwellvisuallyimpaired.org.uk to reserve your spot. We can now take card payments in person or over the phone. You can also pay by bank transfer or cash. Just get in touch and we'll help you with the details. We look forward to seeing you at one or more of our up and coming events. Best wishes, the SVI team.
Sandwell Visually Impaired CIO SVI Office, West Bromwich Town Hall, Lodge Road, West Bromwich, B78AY. Office telephone number 0121 525 4810. Email info@sandwellvisuallyimpaired.org.uk. Website www.sandwellvisuallyimpaired.org.uk. Registered charity number 1175066.
That's the end of the SVI activities for June and July, but as an extra, I thought some listeners might like to hear about some of the things we include in Sandwell Talking News, which you can get by phoning the office and asking to receive it. It doesn't cost anything, and it's also on the internet and as a podcast, by the way.
Some audio described TV programmes for the next week, along with radio programme highlights from Talking News Federation. Search for publications TNF Soundings to hear these directly on their website.
TNF Soundings.
Hello, this is the Wharfdale Talking News, with a selection of audio-described TV programmes from the main channels, starting Saturday the 23rd of May until Friday the 30th of May 2026, compiled and read by Glenys. Saturday 23rd of May, BBC One. At 12 noon, there's St Denis Medical, where the nurses threaten a walkout. From 12.25, there's two episodes of Smoggy Queens, followed at 1.15pm by Bargain Hunt, which is in Nottinghamshire. At 4:10, there's the film Shrek, an animated comedy about a reclusive green ogre. In Casualty at 8, Stevie discovers that Matty covered for her mistake. And from 9, there's the first two episodes of a new drama, 2 weeks in August. On BBC Two at 11:20, there's the film My Week with Marilyn, a young film assistant's brief relationship with Marilyn Monroe. On ITV at 12:40pm, James Martin's American Adventure continues in Austin, Texas. Bullseye for Soccer Aid is on at 5:00 to 6:00, a Soccer Aid special of the classic darts game show. And at 9:00, there's Nobody's Fool, a strategic reality quiz game. Now to Channel 4. From 6am, there are four episodes of The King of Queens, followed at 7:40 by three episodes of Everybody Loves Raymond. Three episodes of Frasier follow from 9:30am. And from 11, there are four episodes of The Simpsons. On to 3:35pm, when there's Jamie's Ultimate Barbecue. Jamie's making a wood-kissed sesame chicken burger, veggie mezzi and surf and turf mixed grill. At 7, Steam Train Diaries is on the Levisham to Pickering line. At 8, there's the world's most secret hotels, ranging from Arizona to Poland. At 9, there's the film The Equalizer 3, with Denzel Washington tackling the mob in Italy. And the evening rounds off at 11:10 with the film Dante's Peak, where guests at a volcano-side hotel unwisely ignore a scientist's advice. And on Channel 5, where at 8:35 a.m, there's The Creature Cases. On Sunday, 24th of May, on BBC One, at 11:30 a.m, Homes Under the Hammer, a young couple buy their first home in Haydock. At 2:05, Ben Fogle presents an appeal on behalf of hearing dogs for deaf people. At 2:40, there's The Americas, The Wild West, where survival demands grit and adaptability. From 3:25, there's the film Minions, The Rise of Gru. At 8:15 p.m, the second episode of Death Valley, where John and Janie come to a small fishing village to investigate the death of a chef. And at 9:00 in Dear England, Gareth Southgate becomes the new manager of the England team. Programmes on BBC Two start at 11:30 a.m. with Andy Oliver's Fabulous Feasts from Stoke. At 2:15 p.m, there's the film Some Like It Hot. After two men witness a mass murder, they try to hide out in an all-girl jazz band. At 7:15 p.m, Expedition with Steve Backshall searches for the longest lava tube in Arabia. And at 8:00, in The American Revolution, Lucy Worsley investigates the breakup between Britain and America, followed at 9:00 by Scandinavia with Simon Reeve. ITV1. At 1:05, there's the film The Goonies, a cult adventure comedy. At 2:25 p.m, in Love Your Garden, the team builds a modern family garden for a fellow gardener with Alzheimer's. At 5:45, Bullseye for Soccer Aid is a soccer aid special of the classic darts game show. At 7 p.m, Deal or No Deal is for Soccer Aid. And at 8 p.m, there's the 1% Club Kids Special, followed at 9:00 by two episodes of Nobody's Fool. Channel 4. From 5:00 to 6:00 a.m, there's three episodes of The King of Queens, followed at 7:10 by three episodes of Everybody Loves Raymond, and at 1 p.m, there's two episodes of The Simpsons. At 4:30, Kirsty and Phil's Love It or List It is in Essex, and at 5:35, George Clark's Amazing Spaces has George checking out a home that was once a skip. At 7 p.m, there's The Great Celebrity Bake Off for Stand Up to Cancer. And at 8:00, there's Cruising to the Ends of the Earth, featuring Tokyo's Shibuya Crossing and Messina's glittering golden statue of the Madonna. At 9 p.m, there's Vengeance, Murder on the Heath, a tale of young love and ill-conceived revenge. And at 10:05, there's Gogglebox. On 5:00, there's The Creature Cases at 8:35 a.m. And at 8 p.m, Dogs Behaving Very Badly. Now the listings of those programmes which are on at the same time each day. On BBC One, at 12:15, there's Bargain Hunt. At 2:00, there's Natalie Cassidy, Caring Together. At 7:30, EastEnders. On BBC Two, at 7:30 a.m, Great Continental Railway Journeys. At 2:45 p.m, Under the Vines. Please note that on Friday, this is on BBC One at 2 p.m. And at 6:30 p.m, Great Continental Railway Journeys. On ITV, at 2:00, there's Dickinson's Real Deal. At 8:00, there's Emmerdale. And at 8:30, Coronation Street. On Channel 4, at 7:45 a.m, Everybody Loves Raymond, followed at 9:10 by Frasier. At 12:05, Find It, Fix It, Flog It. At 4 p.m, Escape to Florida, followed at 5 p.m. by Chateau DIY. Monday, 25th of May. On BBC One, at 9:30 a.m, there's The Scarecrow's Wedding, followed at 10 a.m. by the film Wallace and Gromit, A Close Shave. At 1:30, there's the episode of Natalie Cassidy, Caring Together, followed at 2:00 by Robson Green's Weekend Escapes from Bamborough. And at 9, there's Dear England. Can Southgate's team triumph at Wembley? On BBC Two at 3:30, we go to Sicily, the wonder of the Mediterranean. At 7, Digging for Britain is from Hadrian's Wall. And at 9, there's episode 2 of Lucy Worsley Investigates the American Revolution. On ITV at 4, Deal or No Deal. At 6:30, The Chase Celebrity Special. At 7:30, we return to the Fletcher's family farm. And at 9, there's Nobody's Fool. To Channel 4, where Kirsty and Phil's Love It or List It is at 7:30 and from Rushton. Followed at 8 by The Doghouse. At 9, Vengeance, Murder on the Heath continues. Followed at 10 by 2 episodes of Murder of the Essex Boys. Tuesday, 26th of May. On BBC One, you can join Alan Carr for Interior Design Masters at 8, followed by Who Do You Think You Are at 9. At 10:40, Half Man continues. And the evening rounds off at 11:45 with the romantic drama The Photograph. On BBC Two at 8:30 a.m, there's Lost and Found in the Dales. And at 3:30 p.m, there's a programme about Sicily, the wonder of the Mediterranean. Then on to 11 p.m. with the Elon Musk show, The Next Chapter. On ITV this evening, there's only one programme listed, and it's Soccer Aid, More Than Just a Game, at 9 p.m. Over on Channel 4 at 8, there's Bake Off, The Professionals, with chefs attempting showpieces inspired by childhood toys. Followed at 9 by Falling, and at 10 by 24 Hours in A&E. Now to Channel 5, and at 8 p.m. there's Reuben Owen, Life in the Dales. Wednesday, 27th of May. On BBC One at 8:30 a.m, there's Great Korean Railway Journeys with Michael Portillo. And at 3:30 p.m, there's The Secret Life of Elephants. At 9 p.m, there's the comedy Amanda Land, followed at 9:30 by Only Child. And the evening rounds off at 10:40 with the first episode in Series 2 of The Good Girl's Guide to Murder. On ITV at 7:30, there's For the Love of Dogs with Alison Hammond. And at 9, there's the fifth episode of A Taste for Murder. On Channel 4, there's the fourth episode of Falling, followed at 10:05 by Celebrity Gogglebox. And at 11:05, we have the documentary Inside Thailand's British Drug Gangs. One offering on Channel 5, at 8 p.m, there's Inside the Tower of London. Thursday, 28th of May. On BBC One at 8, there's MasterChef, the second semi-final, followed at 9 by the first in a new series of the documentary Reported Missing. On BBC Two at 3:30 in the afternoon, there's The Secret Lives of Elephants. Then on to 9 p.m, with the first in a four-part series, Putin in 10 Pictures. Over on ITV at 9, there's A Taste for Murder, when a hand is found inside a dead shark. There's a wide variety to watch on Channel 4, starting at 8, with George Clark's Beautiful Builds, helping homeowners in Bromley to design innovative houses, followed at 9 by Taskmaster, with startling things happening to a pineapple and a new take on a nursery rhyme. From 10, there are two episodes of the new series Make That Movie, where ordinary people's ideas are turned into movies. And the evening finishes at 11 with Gogglebox. On Channel 5 at 7, there's Coast Guard Search and Rescue with a helicopter called out in Snowdonia. And at 9, there's the Rags to Riches story, The Hard Acres. And so to Friday, 29th of May. On BBC One at 3:30, there's The Secret Life of Elephants. In the evening at 8, there's MasterChef. At 9:30, there's Mrs. Brown's Boys. At 10:40, there's St. Denis Medical. And from 10:20, there's two episodes of Smoggy Queens. Over to BBC Two. At 10:01, there's Lifeline. an appeal for hearing dogs for the deaf. And at 7, there's Greatest Gardens with Dermot Gavin and Carol Klein. At 9, there's Hidden Treasures of the National Trust, followed at 10 by Mortimer and Whitehouse Go Fishing. This time they're in Essex. On ITV at 7:30, there's Bradley and Barney Walsh, Breaking Dad. And at 10:45, there's the 1% Club for Soccer Aid. The Channel 4, at 8 p.m, there's Dispatchers, Hunting Britain's Fugitives, followed at 9 by Gogglebox, and at 10 by First Date. The evening rounds off at 11:05 with the film Jojo Rabbit, a satire set in the Second World War. And there's one offering on Channel 5 at 9 p.m, Scotland's Lost Islands with Ben Fogle. So that's my compilation of TV programmes for this week. I hope you find something to entertain you. Goodbye.
Now for a look at some of this coming week's radio highlights, starting with Saturday, May 23rd. And Two Notorious Spies are the subjects of plays by Alan Bennett, Guy Burgess in An Englishman Abroad, and Anthony Blunt in A Question of Arbitration. Both plays can be heard on Radio 4 Extra at 6 o'clock in the morning, 11 a.m. or 5 p.m. Alexander Armstrong celebrates the work of the inimitable P.G. Woodhouse on Radio 4 Extra at 3 o'clock on Saturday afternoon. And a performance of Puccini's final opera, Torrando, is on Radio 3 at 6 p.m. On to Sunday, May 24th. The castaway in Desert Island Discs is actress Emily Watson, Radio 4, 10 a.m. An adaptation of Sue Townsend's The Growing Pains of Adrian Mole is on Radio 4 Extra at 7:30 in the morning, 12:30 lunchtime or 6:30 p.m. When Shiraz Calls, a personal account of the day-to-day life in Iran, told through the telephone calls by two Iranian sisters, one in the UK, the other in the city of Shiraz. Radio 4, 1:30, after the world at 1. The two top teams go head-to-head in the final of Round Britain Quiz, hosted by Kirsty Lang, on Radio 4 at 4:30 on Sunday afternoon. My Sister's Daughter presents the stories of people who unexpectedly took in family members' children. Radio 4, 7:15, Sunday evening. On to programmes then that are broadcast at the same time every day, Monday to Friday. Same time, same radio station, every day of the week. The Lonely Londoners is an account of Caribbean immigrants who, as part of the Windrush generation arriving in Britain in 1948, look to build new lives for themselves in London. Radio 4 Extra, all week, 8:30 in the morning, 1:30 or 7:30 p.m, Monday to Friday. Detective brings us five thrillers by Ray Barr on Radio 4 Extra, each day this week, 6 a.m, 11 a.m or 5 p.m. The Book of the Week is Frostlines by Neil Shea, exploring how the Arctic is changing as warming reshapes the planet. Radio 4 for this, 11:45, all week, Monday to Friday. Tick-tock, the working week in 5 days, finds out how the working week looked for most of human history before Henry Ford's introduction of the 40-hour week in 1926. Radio 4, 1:45, all week, Monday to Friday. Composer of the Week is the jazz trumpeter, composer and bandleader Miles Davis, to mark the centenary of his birth. Radio 3, 4 o'clock each day this week. Live concerts from the Wigmore Hall to celebrate its 125th anniversary, also taking place all week, on Radio 3 at 7:45 in the evening. And Book of Bedtime, this week and next, in fact, is John of John by Douglas Stewart. An art school graduate returns to his home on the island of Harris to face an uncertain future. Radio 4, all week, Monday to Friday, 10:45 p.m. for Book at Bedtime. Back to the individual programmes then to listen to through the week. On Monday, May 25th, which is actually Bank Holiday Monday. Who Cares is the title of a new series from Mary Bork, investigating the social care system. Radio 4, 9:45, Monday morning. It's an episode of Dad's Army on Radio 4 Extra at 12:30 noon and 6:30 p.m. on Radio 4 Extra. In Great Lives, the subject is Cleopatra, moving on from the image created by Shakespeare and Hollywood and reclaiming her as an astute politician determined to keep Egypt from falling to Rome. Radio 4, 3 o'clock, Monday afternoon. Abandoned on the Strait of Hormuz asks what's happening in a vital shipping lane for the world's oil. Radio 4 for this at 4 o'clock on Monday afternoon. For fans of the panel show, there's an episode of Just a Minute on Radio 4 Extra at 2 in the afternoon, or 8 p.m. if you prefer. And also The Unbelievable Truth, hosted by David Mitchell, in the comedy slot, Radio 4, 6:30 p.m. on Monday. Tuesday, May 26th, the new drama series is a radio adaptation of the award-winning 1996 TV drama Our Friends in the North by Peter Flannery, examining the politics and changes across Britain from the 60s to the 90s, seen through the varying fortunes of four friends. Radio 4, Tuesday afternoon, 2:15. In the series History Heroes, Eileen, Camp Carter Brown and the anti-nuclear campaign, here's how a group of Aboriginal women resisted a nuclear programme that threatened their traditional land in Australia. Radio 4, 3 o'clock, Tuesday afternoon. A Question of Guilt is a radio thriller by Philip Levin, set in 1962. Peter Harris finds himself in prison for killing his landlady, but he swears he's innocent. If he didn't do it, who did? Radio 4 Extra, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, or 9 p.m. for some evening drama. L.A., Rising from the Ashes, meets the architects leading LA's recovery from 2025's devastating fires, who are hoping to rebuild in a way that makes the area better prepared for a disaster. Radio 4, 4 o'clock on Tuesday. And In Touch brings us news, views and information for people who are blind or partially sighted, presented by Peter White, as usual. Radio 4, 8:40 p.m. Wednesday, May 27th. In Stella Remington and the Cambridge Spies, the former Director General of MI5 uses the BBC archives to re-examine the impact of the Cambridge Spies both on her life and the establishment. Radio 4 Extra, Wednesday morning at 10 or 4 p.m. in the afternoon. In The Law Show, the programme asks what exactly the offence misconduct in public office means, for which Andrew Mountbatten-Windsor and Peter Mandelson are both being investigated. Radio 4, 3 o'clock, Wednesday afternoon. Choral Evensong comes from St David's Cathedral on Radio 3 at 3. And The Black Spectacles is a dramatisation of the 1939 whodunit in the Dr Gideon Fell series. It stars Donald Sinden and it's on Radio 4 Extra at 3 o'clock or 9 p.m. Thursday, May 28th. There's Vintage Comedy with an edition of I'm Sorry, I'll Read That Again. There's Vintage Comedy with an edition of I'm Sorry, I'll Read That Again. From 1965. Radio 4 Extra, 7:30 in the morning, 12:30 at lunchtime or 6:30 p.m. In the new series of Toast, the subject is Wilkinson, or Wilco, asking why this successful, privately owned family business faltered during a cost of living crisis when people were looking for value. Radio 4, just after 12:30. In Ramblings, Claire Balding joins the Gallioch 50 Plus Men's Walking Group, offering companionship and conversation to men adjusting to life after retirement, for a stroll through the Vettenere Estate in Aberdeenshire. Radio 4, 3 o'clock, Thursday afternoon. BBC Inside Science brings us the latest scientific research to hit the headlines on Radio 4, 4:30 p.m. And Amal Rajan and guests offer their insights into the biggest news stories of the week. Radical, Radio 4, 11 p.m. on Thursday. Finally, Friday, May 29th, The Lost Cockney Voice. Cole Morton remembers the vanishing voice, half Queen, half Cockney, of his grandmother's wartime generation. Radio 4 Extra, 10:30 a.m. or 4:30 Friday afternoon. There's an episode of Step Two and Son on Radio 4 Extra at 12:30 noon or 6:30 p.m. Gardener's Question Time this week comes from the Chelsea Flower Show, which took place last week. Radio 4 at 3 o'clock Friday afternoon. Quest of Donal Q is a comedy drama starring Billy Connolly and Brian Cox as brothers Donal and Sandy, who are on a quest to rescue a childhood sweetheart. Radio 4 Extra, 3 p.m. or 9 p.m. on Friday. And finally, it's been quite the few weeks in the world of politics, so the forum, any questions, comes from St Norbert Community Hall in Spalding. To round off your week, Friday, Radio 4, 8 p.m. That's it. Thank you to Wendy for the highlights this week. May I wish you a peaceful, safe and enjoyable one of radio listening.
TNS Soundings.
Hi, Sophie here from Wonder in Nature. Some of you may remember me from some sound baths I've delivered as well. I'm going to be working with Samuel Visually Impaired to bring you some nature connection activities from April till October. You can join a series of nature connection guided walks in West Smethwick Park and Oak House, West Bromwich. I will be guiding the group in slow, gentle, mindful walks and helping connections with nature through the senses, mindful meditations and playfulness. The sessions will offer a chance to slow down and connect more deeply with nature and each other. Each session will offer a nature-based creative activity and time for refreshments. Over the course of the project, we also plan to capture an audio story of the Nature Connection experiences and create a nature-inspired art piece as a group. The first session will be on Thursday, 23rd of April at Oak House, 1:30 p.m. to 4 p.m. However, we'll be leaving from Samwell Visually Impaired offices. More details will be provided nearer the time, but please put this date in your diary. The other sessions will be on the first Monday of each month between June and October, 1:30 p.m. to 4 p.m. Again, we'll specify which venue, Oak House or Westmethick Park, nearer the time. Please contact SVI to sign up. I look forward to sharing nature connections and time with you.
Don't bring me no burgers, don't bring me no pies, don't bring me no nuggets or a black wolf your eyes. Find some pies, get me a few pies, and it's hiring in for sweet hours, your pies to be mushy.
Use our talk phone service to listen to Sandwell Talking News or leave us a message. Phone 0121 699 6696. If you are using a landline in the 0121 area, then just dial 699 6696.